So we're on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and we got up to Boy Minei Rav Amirav Nachman. Let's see if we can find it. It's approximately five. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down from the top. Boy Minei Rav Amirav Nachman Helem Zev Zebiyado. Just one sec. You know what? I skipped a little bit. I'm sorry. Did I skip something? Yeah. I'm sorry. I put a marker in my Gemara, but that's where I got up to my own learning. But what we're up to is much earlier on the Daf. We're up to Daf Ayin Omid Aleph, and we're up to Chayav Al Kol Melacha Umelacha. That's what we got up to, Amir Hashem. I think so. So that's about 8 lines down from the top. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You'll see that at the end of the 7th line, it has 2 dots. So we're up to the 8th line. Chayav. You see that? Okay. So the Mishnah tells us that if he knows it's Shabbos and he violates many melachos on many different Shabbosos, and he didn't know that these melachos were prohibited, so again, he knows it's Shabbos, one Shabbos after the next, but he doesn't know the melachos. I mean, let's say he violates 5 melachos on each Shabbos. So, chayav al kol melachu melacha. So that's called chiluk melachos. You remember that we spoke about the fact that what's unique about the laws of shkagos and chatos is that there's something called a machalik. I'll give you an example of a machalik. The real sugya of Mechalkim is not here. This is a spin-off. The real sugya is in Masechta Kresos. And you could have a Mechalik like Tamchuya Mechalkim. Let's say, for example, under normal situation, if you violate Dam twice, Behelim Achas, in other words, he eats a Kezayis Dam, and then he eats another Kezayis Dam, and then he finds out that the Dam is Osir, or finds out that he ate Dam. So he only brings one Chatos, because there's no Mechalik, because he repeated the same Avera. If he ate Dam, and then he ate Chelev, and then he gets the idea on both, then he has to bring 2 Chatos, because each Avera is a separate Avera. And that's called Isurim Mechalkim. But what happens if he eats Dam twice, but one dam was fried and one dam was cooked, baked or something? You know, he ate chalev raw and he ate chalev cooked. So that also is a machalik. And and it separates the 2 maisa avera, and each one is machayev a separate chatas. In our Mishnah, we're saying that each malacha is a separate avera. It's not like when he, let's say, he harvests and he plants, it's as if he repeated the same Aver. It's not like he ate Dam and Dam, which Behelim Achas would only be one Chatos. No, he ate Dam and he ate Chelev. Why? Because he did 2 different Melachos, Kotzer and Zorea. So that's called Melachos Mechalkin. That each Melach is different than the other. It's like a Mechalik. So the Gemara right away asks, Chiluk Melachos Minayin? You know, what's the source for this halach that malachas are mechalkos? Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, I'm not going to explain to you the reason for it, but at least I have a source for it. Omar Krah, the Pasuk says, with regard to Chil Shabbos, and Parshas Ki Tisa in Shmos Lamed Alf, it says, Mechalalea Mos Yumas. And there's a double language here, Mos Yumas, as if to say he'll die twice. Now, if he's dying twice, obviously he's amazing, but somehow Shmuel is going to use this for a case of a shogeg. HaTorah ribsa misos harbe al chilul echad. So he was really only mechal one Shabbos, but he did it in many different chiyuvei misa, because each malacha in and of itself is a machayev of misa. So this is really interesting, because I want to emphasize the phrase chilul echad. What I think the Gemara means by chilul echad, there are two ways of understanding it, but I'm going to take one way, one path. I'm going to claim that chilul echad means it's one avera. You did the avera in different ways. You know, again, you know, if a person eats dam and then he eats dam, he only brings one chatos, even though he did two different averos, but really he violated two different mice avera, but it was one avera. And the Gemara is saying that each violation here, like kotzer and zorea, is one chilul. In other words, you're repeating the same avera of Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is one avera. Again, there's a rubric, and under that rubric we have many different malachas, 39 in total, but those are 39 different ways of violating one chilul, of one Isur of Shabbos. You can violate Shabbos over and over again. Either you could be kotzer, and then again kotzer, and again kotzer, zorea, and zorea, and zorea, or you could be kotzer and zorea. It's all one. Because as far as the Torah is concerned, it says, Kol malach lo tasu. Don't be mechal Shabbos, mechal le mos yumos. Mechal le ha. Ha is referring to the Shabbos, which is feminine. And he has many different methods or ways in which he violates the Shabbos. So where's the mechalik? But the answer is, because it says mos yumos. And mos yumos sets up different chilulim. You know, there are different ways and averas of chilul Shabbos. It's not all one uniform entity. So right away the Gemara objects and says, "Hi, b'mezid k'siv." This pasuk of Mos Yomus is referring to a mezid. Yeah, but then you have to ask yourself the question, which is the next line in the Gemara. So what is the Torah telling you about a mezid when it says Mos Yomus, which is Misos Harbe? You can't put someone to death more than once. He's already dead. In theory, I mean, if you could resurrect him from the dead in order to kill him a second time, that would be okay. So the Gemara says we have to apply the principle of him eino inyan. In other words, when you have an extra word that's superfluous in one context, you're allowed to use it in another context. That's one of the midos shatar nidreshes, but him eino inyan. So him eino inyan lemezid, there's no need to repeat a misa in mezid, that's totally a null set. The Torah tells me that we put you to death, and that's it. Don't tell me mos yumas when it says yumas. And elsewhere in the same parsha, the Torah says yumas. So what do we do with the mos yumas? It's tnei le'inyan shogeg. We're going to use it as a separate chiyuv in shogeg. Umay yumas? Yumas be mamon. Now what does it mean, mamon? You know, in Chazal, in the Shas, you know, the concept of bringing a korban is always considered mamon. Because to bring an animal, and you have to bring it your own animal, that's an expensive, that's a high expenditure. So most means you get one korban. That's one for one shogeg. And then yumas means it's going to cost you in your pocket a lot of money, because you're going to have to bring another korban. So if the first korban costs you $1,000, the second one costs you another $1,000. The Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch that today if somebody's mechal Shabbos, he should give tzedakah. And the source for the Rambam is no doubt this Gemara, that the Gemara says bringing a chatos for a kapor for your aver of shogeg is a mamon, is an expenditure. So spend your money. So instead of spending your money on a korban, because we don't have the base hamikdash, then spend it on tzedakah. So Yirtz Hashem, if anyone's interested, this is a little bit of an advertisement. So at 3:15, I give a shiur to Canada, and you can join me. Just press a link that I sent out in my email called Contemporary Halacha. So we're going to talk about tzedakah during coronavirus, where there's a separate chiyuv of tzedakah in this period of time. And in a certain sense, it overlaps with what we're seeing here in the name of the Ramah, that the Ramah says that if you violated the Shabbos and you need a kapara, you can't bring a karban, so you have to give tzedakah. Now, if he violated the Shabbos with Bishogeg, with two different malachas, he's going to got to give two tzedakahs, you know, one to replace each of the two karbanos. So now the Gemara says that we have another drasha, which is formulated in a brisa in the name of Rav Nosson, and that drasha teaches me chiluk malachos. And the Gemara is wondering why Shmuel was uninterested and he ignored that other drasha of Rabbi Nosson. So Gemara says, "V'tepukle chiluk malachos." So why didn't Shmuel derive Chiluk Malachos from the same drasha that Rabbi Nosson employed, that he used to derive Chiluk Malachos? Tisanya, we learned advice Rabbi Nosson Omer. It says later on in Sefer Shmos, Lo, I think this is in Vayakel, if I'm not mistaken, it says, Lo Sevaru Eish Bechol Mosh Vosechem Yom HaShabbos. Now wait a second. This is very strange. The pasuk goes out of its way to prohibit lighting fires on Shabbos. The question is, why do I need the Torah to do so? My Talmud Lomar. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. The Torah says, Lo sasu kol malacha. And one of the 39 categories of malacha is lighting a fire. In fact, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they prepared the samamonim, meaning to make to extract the dye, they lit a fire and they put the drugs, the herbs, into a pot, into a cauldron, and they turned on the fire. So that fire was necessary to build the Mishkan because they needed the dyes, D-Y-E-S, for the building of the Mishkan, to dye the various curtains. But rather, Lefishen Nemar, it says, Vayakel Moshe Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Vayomar Aleim Eile Hadvarim. Sheshes Yomim Tase Melocha. So the Torah goes out of its way to say that God, through Moshe Rabbeinu, commanded the people Eile Hadvarim. And what follows is the 6 days of the week culminating in Shabbos. So what's the Eile Hadvarim? Seems to be superfluous. And not only that, if Shabbos is in singular, and the introduction is Eile HaDavar, this is what, in the singular, what God is commanding the people of Israel on Shabbos. But nevertheless, it says Dvarim in the plural. So it must be two different Dvarim over here. So it says, not only Dvarim, but it says Hadvarim, Eile Hadvarim. And we have Hey, which is an extra letter here in the word Hadvarim. Could have said Eile Dvarim. So what we're going to calculate here is Dvarim is the plural, is two. Hadvarim is an additional, is three. Is Eile Dvarim. Now we have the word Ela. So the Gemara is darshaning not only Hadvarim, which gives me three, but also Ela. Now let's take a look at the word Ela. Ela is 1, 30, and 5 is 36. And Hadvarim we said was 3. Dvarim is 2, and He is a third. So if you add 36 to 3, even I can do that much. Eilish Shloshim V'Teisha Malacha Shenever L'Moshe Misinai. So this is what we call a remez. Eile Hadvarim is a remez for 39, which is really interesting because earlier the Gemara had told us that, not in this parak, but in a different parak, that the 39 is derived from from the time, the 39 times it says the word malacha in the Torah. But here we're deriving 39 from Ela HaDvarim. Yochel, I might think, Asan, Kulub Elim Echad, Eno Chayv Ela Achas. So in the Pasuk itself, it seems to indicate that there are 39 ways of violating the Shabbos. But they're all one Avera. They're just different ways of violating the Shabbos. But no matter which method you employ, you violated the same Iser of Shabbos. That's what we called earlier, Chilul Echad. Is there, I would think, therefore, if he violates all 39 malachas, then he brings only one Chatos, because it's Chilul Echad. It's one entity called Elah Dvarim. Is there for Talmud Lomar, we have another Pasuk. Because the Pasuk that we've been studying is at the beginning of Perek Lamed Hei, which is the kickoff of Vayakel. But we have another Pasuk in Perek Lamed Dalid, which I believe is Parshas Tetzav. If somebody has a Chumash here, I'm not going to break for the Chumash. Anyway, there it says, Becharish uvekotzer tishbos. Now this is interesting, because the Torah is singling out two different malachos, and you're required to rest or refrain from these two malachos, and that's Charish and Ktsira. So now, we had already Elah Dvarim, which is a general, all-inclusive violation of Shabbos in 39 ways. Ela is 36 and Hadvarim is 3. So why did the Torah find it necessary to single out Charisha and Ktsira? And the answer is to teach me that you're chayv achatos on each one of these malachos. Again, the Braisa started with the question of Lo Sivaru. Why did the Torah have to tell me that we're enjoined from lighting a fire? At this point, the Braisa hasn't even addressed that question. The Braisa is just pointing out that we could derive l'chora chiluk malachos from mi becharish ubechatzir tishbos. But the problem is that there's a pircha on this derivation. And that's why we're going to need lo sivar. What is that pircha? Why is it that becharish ubechatzir tishbos is not going to be a valid source to derive chiluk malachos? Adayin ani omer ala charish v'al ktsir chayv shtayim. There's a chiluk malachas with regard to Charish and Ketzira. So if, for example, he violated both Charish and he plowed the land, and Ketzira and he harvested the land, and he did this all with one forgetfulness, Elimachas. So the Torah is telling me that he'll bring two chatos, one for Charish and one for Ketzira. But that's the exception to the rule, rather than the rule. The Torah is telling me that there's something unique about Charish and Ketzira, and that is chiluk malachos. So if he violated Charish and Ketzira be'elim achas, then he brings two chatos. But v'al kulon, if he violates the other 37 malachos, the balance, then eino chayav ela achas. He only brings one chatos, because there's no chiluk malacha. Chiluk malacha, in the case of Charish and Ketzira, is the exception to the rule, and we single out these two malachos, rather than the rule itself. Oh, lekach nemar, therefore Talmud Lomar, lo sivaru, eish, havar bichlal, hoi, so we had a klal called lo sasa kol malacha, and Havara was included in that lo sasa kol malacha. Is lama yatzis? Why did the Torah go out of its way to prohibit explicitly Havara? And the answer is lahakish elea, to create a hekesh between all other malachas and Havara. Lama lecha, Mahavar shi av malach v'chayovin olem b'fnei atzma, av kol av malach chayovin olem b'fnei atzma. So Rabosai, the Gemara is asking why Shmuel needed most yumas and ribsa Torah misas harbe and may no inyan le'mezit t'nei ul'inyan shogit. Why couldn't he derive it from lo savaru eish b'chol moshvos seichel? Now I understand the Gemara's kash, and we don't understand why Shmuel would not avail himself of this drush of lo savaru eish. But what I don't understand is the pircha. Why doesn't the pircha apply to lo savaru eish b'chol moshvos? You already had a possibility to derive chiluk malachas from becharish uvekatzir tishbos, but you rejected it because of the pircha. What was the pircha? Maybe the Torah is zooming in on two specific malachas. But as far as the rest of the Lamentes Malachas, it's Behelim Achas Chayev Achas. Why not apply that same pircha to the case of Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshvos Seichel? So I think the answer is that pircha is irrelevant now. Why? That pircha is only applicable when you have two malachas mentioned together in one breath. B'charish uv'katzir. And it might be telling you a special halacha about the relationship between Charish and Katzir, that they're separate averos to the extent in which we have a machalik and you have to bring two different karbonos. But in the case of Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshvos Seichel, that pasuk stands alone and it doesn't appear together with any other malacha. So what are you going to tell me? That it's telling you that if you do avara with some other malacha, then you chayv shtayim? What other malacha? The Torah doesn't mention a word about any other malacha. So it must be telling you that just like avara stands on its own, and it's a separate avera, and it's a malacha unto itself to generate a chiyuv chata, so to each and every one of the 39 malachas is an entity and an iser bifnei atzmo, and it generates its own chatas, which means that if he violated Shabbos Achas b'shloshim v'teisha malachas, he has to bring 39 chatos. So the Gemara is now bothered why Shmuel would not derive his conclusion about chiluk malachas from this pasuk, lo sivaru eish b'chol moshvos seichem, like this braisa of Rabbi Nosson. So Rashi here quotes one of the midos HaTorah Nidreshet, and is called Davar Shahaya Bechlal V'yotza Min HaKlal Lo Lamed Al Atzmo Yotza El Lamed Al HaKlal Kulo Yotza. So it means that Avara was included in the Klal of Kol Malacha Lo Tasa. It's one of the 39 Malachas. Why was it singled out V'yotza Min HaKlal? And the answer is L'Lamed Al HaKlal Kulo Yotza, that just like Avara is a malacha b'fnei atzma, it's a separate avera, and generates its own chata, so too, the entire klal, all the other 38 malachos, like havara, would be independent averos, and generate its own, each malacha its own chiyuv chatas. So it comes out that the pasuk b'charish v'katzir tishbos doesn't have to teach me chiluk malachos, because as far as charish and ketzir is concerned, I could derive chiluk malachos from the pasuk lo sivaru eish b'chol moshvos seichel. So we might wonder, what does this braisa do with becharish uvekatzir tishbos, Rabbi Nosson? I mean. Right, Rabbi Nosson is saying that I could not derive chiluk malachas from becharish uvekatzir tishbos. Maybe these are exceptions to the rule rather than the rule. The rule itself, I'm going to derive from lo sivaru eish b'chol moshvos seichel. Now, once having derived that rule from lo sivaru eish, and that means he's chayv al kol melacha melacha. Why do I need the pasuk? Why did the Torah have to go out of its way and single out the charish ubekatzir? So let me read to you a Pnei Yoshua here, and we'll see if he could shed a light on this. Now it's interesting. I really have to get a chumash here. Anyway, there's a parasha at the end of Vayikra called Shviyas, and there it says, "Sadcha lo tizra." And if I'm not mistaken, it also says Charish Ubekatzir Tishpos. Let me do me a favor. He says here the following: Kvar Nemar LeInyan Shviyas Sadcha Lo Tizra VeLoma Kosav Gam BeCharish Ubekatzir Tishpos. So apparently, what I'm missing here is a drush of Rabbi Akiva. B'charish v'katzid tishpos Eino nitzrach l'lam deinu shechayv akol molocha b'fnei atzma behelim ach echad. Because that we learned from Lo Sevaru. El nitzrach l'drush acheres. So I suspect that what we're about to learn is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I mean, the real sugi of Shviyas, I mean, obviously Shviyas is Yerushalmi, but in Bavli is in Rosh Hashanah. It's also, there's also Moed Katan. And there's a drush of Rabbi Akiva, which I think is also in a Me'eno Inyan of sorts. Let's see. Rabbi Akiva Doresh es Apostle in Shviyas. Right, so the pasuk says Sheshes Yomim Tavod Ubiyom Hashvi Tishbos Bechorish Uvekatzir Tishbos. So Rabbi Akiva Sheaf Al Pi Shetchilas Apostle Nemar LeInyan Shabbos Ein Lefarshe Gam Sofa Apostle Nemar LeInyan Shabbos Diim Kein Lo Hayitzarch Lo Hotzi Esacharish Vakatzir Mishar Shamalach Zal Yesh Lefarshe LeInyan Shviyas. So that's also in a Meino Inyan. So the end of this pasuk in Shabbos is referring to Shviyas. Sheba nesru rak charish of a katsira. The Torah is telling you that in addition to Zriya, which is explicit in the parasha Shviyas, there are two other isurim during Shviyas, and those are charisha and katsira. To kvar nemar linyan shviyas sod cholo tizra kalayim v'loma kosav gam b'charish v'katzit tishpos, which Rabbi Akiva holds is not addressing Shabbos but rather is addressing shviyas. Elo hakosav medaber b'charisha shel erev shviyas hamo'ila shi'igadlo b'shviyas v'yasura midin tosef es shviyas. Ubiktsira shall motsoi shviyas shall tvua shigiel shlish gidula bishviyas. Shitzarch linog ba kedusha kidin perishviyas. So this is really, really interesting. What we're doing is we're making a connection here between Rabbi Nosson in our Brisa and Rabbi Akiva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And one complements the other. In other words, what's missing here, we'll find out over there. What's missing here is Rabbi Nosson rejects Becharish uvekatzir tishbos as the source for chiluke malachos, chiluk malachos, because he derives that halacha from Havara. But what's missing here is what is Rabbi Nosson going to do with the pasuk The answer to that question is written in Rabbi Akiva Masechta Rosh Hashanah. That pasuk is not referring to Shabbos; it's referring paradoxically to Shvi'is through the principle of Eino Inyan. Since the Torah didn't have to specify Becharish V'Katzir Tishpos on Shabbos, because Charish and Katzira are two out of the 39 Malachas, why did the Torah mention Becharish V'Katzir Tishpos? The answer is to teach me Shvi'is. So in the Parsha Shvi'is, which is in Vayikra, and that's here in Parsha Bahar, that's there the Torah says Zorea, that you're not allowed to plant during Shvi'is. And now we're adding Becharish V'Katzir Tishpos. So Rabbi Kiva asks the following question. The Torah seems to imply that the Iser Shvi'is is restricted to Zriya. The Torah in the Parsha Shvi'is didn't even whisper a word about Charisha and Ktsira. And the answer is that the Torah wanted to teach me a Chiddush in Shvi'is. Going into Shvi'is, we have a Chiddush of Tosefes Shvi'is, and there's going to be an Iser Charisha before Shvi'is, and then there's an Iser Ktsira, not really Ktsira per se, in Shminis on the eighth year, but rather the Peros that reached Havah Shlish during Shvi'is, now when you harvest them in Shminis, they have Kedusha Shvi'is. So again, Rav Osser, we'd have to learn all the details of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, but I think there's something beautiful that we gained over here, and it's a very interesting structure that we take a Braisa here in Masechta Shabbos that is authored by Rabbi Nassan, and we cannot understand this Braisa in and of itself, independent of the Braisa Rabbi Akiva Masechta Rosh Hashanah. You need that to be mashlim, to fill in the, you know, the missing detail. Now he writes, Rabbi Nassan Hevi B'tchilas Dvarim Adrosha Shel Mi'ela HaDvarim, from which he derived that there are 39 Malachas. Why didn't he immediately bring the drush of Havara to teach me Chiluk Malachos? And why does he need the drasha of Eilat Dvarim? He says, Lefisha lulei adrasha me'eilat Dvarim, or yimistaber lo mishavar lelav yotzes. So to appreciate this, we have to learn the next piece of Gemara. So let's do that without further ado. Shmuel, the Gemara wants to answer why Shmuel doesn't rely on the drasha of Rabbi Nassan from Avara. Instead, he substitutes Mechalea Mos Yumas. The answer is because his opinion about Lo Savaru is an entirely different opinion. Savar Lo K'Rav Yosi. Shmuel holds that there are only 38 Malachos, and Avara is not one of them. So you could not possibly derive Chiluk Malachos from Avara if Avara is a separate lav that the Torah says Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos, but it's not included under the Malachas. So what is the Torah indicating by specifying Lo Savaru, by singling out Avara? The Omer, Havara Lelav Yotzes. The Torah wants to tell you that Avara is not considered a Malacha, which would mean that if he did it b'mezid, he would not be chai for creating a fire kares or mises pezdin, skila. And if he did it b'shogi, he would not be chai v'chatos. And he's basically dividing up Shabbos into two categories. We usually divide up a Shabbos into mitzvah aseh and mitzvah los aseh. But even within the los aseh of Shabbos, there are two fundamentally different categories. There are malachos, and then there are lavim, there are isurim. And there's a separate isur. We had it by tchumen, if you recall. That tchumen is a separate isur. Right? We asked, according to Munbaz, what would be a shogeg in Shabbos if he has all the ideals of the malachos? So on what is he a shogeg? So he said because he holds that tchumen is doraisa. But tchumen is doraisa, that is a malacha, but as a separate isur. Now we have another example of a separate Isur on Shabbos, and that's called Havara. And the fascinating nafkamina, other than the obvious one, which is whether you chayv Malkus or Misa, whether you have to bring a korban b'shogeg or not, there's another nafkamina as far as Yontif is concerned. Because in Yontif, the Torah says Malacha. The Torah doesn't specify Tchumen. The Torah doesn't specify Havara. And that would lead us to the conclusion that Tchumen on Yontif is not prohibited. And even Havara on Yontif would be Mutter, which is not so radical, because on Yontif the Torah says Kol Asher Yosel Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. Isanya, we have a braisa that records machlokes here, Havara l'lav yotzis, divrei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Nosson omer l'chalik yotzis. So we understand that Rabbi Yossi l'chalik yotzis is just a repetition of what we saw in a greater length and embellishment in the braisa, that lo sevaru eish is going to teach me l'chalik, but it's certainly one of the malachas. But what we have here in this braisa, which we didn't have earlier, is the shita of Yossi that Havara is a lav yotzis. The Torah specifies Havara as a separate lav, but it's not included in the malachas. Of course, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to have to see how do we get to 39 malachas, because you've dropped Havara. So you have to add another malacha. This is like Monei HaMitzvahs, you know, you have 613 mitzvahs. If you drop one, you have to fill it in with another one, because you got to get to the magic number 613. So the Gemara asks, V'tepeklei, l'chilik malachas, mehecha, d'nafkalei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't have chilik malachas from Havara, because Havara is only a lav, it's not a malacha. So why doesn't Shmuel use the same drasha that Rabbi Yossi has for Chiluk Malachas? The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, we're talking about a chote b'shogeg, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, I'll read the whole pasuk to you, Nefesh ki sechta b'shkoga, b'kol mitzvah Hashem asher lo te'asena, v'osa achas me'achas me'hena. There are a bunch of words here that are extra. It could have said v'osa achas. Instead, it says me'achas, and it says mehena. So let's start with the extra mem of the word me'achas. It could have said osa achas. So we have me'achas. Then the entire word mehena is extra. So we have the mem, and we have mehena. Is pomim shechayovin al achas al kulam upomim shechayovin al kol achas vi achas. When the Torah says achas mehena, so you read this in two ways. You read it without the mem and with the mem. And he says pomim. So let's take the word hena, correct? We say that the word hena is completely superfluous. Hena is in the plural, b'lashon rabbi. And that means lefa'amim chayovin al kol achas v'achas. But then we have the mem of me'achas. And the mem of me'achas is telling me that one is enough, may, from the achas. So it means, Pomim shechayovin chatas achas al kulam, al kol avera sha'osa be'elem echad, he brings only one chatas, lefi she'enam chashuvos ela achas. And what that means is, that the various malachos, just one second, the various malachos are just methods of violating one avera, that's called achas. But then he says, chayv al kol achas v'achas, and that derives from the word hena. Now, how do we reconcile this? I mean, are we seeing all of these averas as one? and therefore he's chayav achas, or we're seeing them all as separate. And I think that the Gemara is going to point out here that it all depends upon whether it's helim achas or not. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yossi. How does Rabbi Yossi derive from this pasuk, the mem of mehena, and the mem of meachas? And he says the following: the Torah could have said achas, and instead it says meachas. Also, the Torah says hena. I thought the word hena was superfluous. He's saying mehena, the mem of mehena. So you have to say achas of these, one of these. So that's called hena. Achas hena. But what's meachas and mehena? We have two mems. And then we have hena. So we have meachas, mehena. So he says the following. Achas and Hena, he's going to darshan Achas Shehi Hena. Achas Hena is Achas Shehi Hena. One, which is one Chil Shabbos, which is considered like many Chil Shabbos. It's Hena in the plural, which means he has to bring many Chatos. And that's going to be a case where he violated many different Melochos. And then we have Hena Shehi Achas, which means that he's only chayv one chatos. So he has the mem that is superfluous. If he would have had achas, then, well, now he has a different halacha of Shimon. And Meachas tells me that he's Chayev. So we have, it's interesting. According to Rabbi Yossi, what we have is, in a sense, a double drasha. We have one drasha in which we take the mem of Meachas together with the Mehena, and that means Achas Shehi Hena, which means that there's one Chil Shabbos, and there's also Hena many Chil Shabbos, many Chatos. And how do you get many Chatos on the same Shabbos? Achas Shehi Hena. That would be in one Shabbos, he violates many malachas. So it's achas, but the Torah says meachas, and then it says mehena. So it's achas shehi hena. He violates one Shabbos, but with many different malachas. Now, he has a different drasha from the extra mem. Right, because it says Me'achas, Me'hena. So if he had just Achas, Me'hena, we'd say Achas, Shehi, Hena. And that's a Chiddush that he brings many Melacha, many Chatos for many Melachas. But now it says Me'achas. What's Me'achas? And that's teaching you a case where he had in mind to write two letters, I'm sorry, he had in mind to write five letters of Shimon, and instead he wrote two letters. And he's going to be chayef. Why? Because that's mehena. Mehena. Mehena means miktas hamoloch. And that's called, on the top of Daf Ayin Omid Beis, Shem Mishimon. So again, he had kavanah to write the whole word, the whole name Shimon. And instead he wrote Shem. And he's chayev for writing Shem, Why? Because that's considered me'achas, which is part of a malacha. Me'achas, a part of a malacha. So if it would have said heina, now he has a third drasha. If it would have just said heina, then it would imply avos. But since it says me'heina, so that implies told us. And now Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, who is going to clarify this drush of Rav Yosef, because again he said in the name of Rav Yosef, to explain Rav Yosef. So what Rav Yosef darshan, the words achas and heina, that the Torah is telling you that he's chayav for one Shabbos that he desecrated many, many chatos, and yet in certain cases he violates one Shabbos and he's only chayav one chatas, achas shi heina, zdon Shabbos v'shigas malachos. So under what circumstances does he bring one chatas and only one, even though he violated many malachos? Is the answer is because he was mazed b'Shabbos. Just one second. Well, this is achas shehi heino, and then heino shi achas is b'shigas molochas. Ah, I'm sorry. So I just got it the other way around. If it's achas shi heino, this is a case where he remembers it's Shabbos, but he forgot the molochas. So every molochas is a separate shgaga. And therefore, even though it's achas, he violated one Shabbos, it's heina in the plural, and he brings many chatos for many malachos. Then we have heina shehi achas. We have many malachos, but he only brings one chatos. And what case is that? Shigigas Shabbos uzdon malachos. He would have been aware of all the malachos, but he forgot it was Shabbos. So there's only one shgaga. Ushmuel, and with this we'll conclude. Shmuel says, I'm not going to dash in the drush of Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because achas shi heino veheino shi achas lo mashmale. It doesn't appear to him that there are additional drushes here. You know, we said that meheino was tishim mishem mishimon, and we had an extra pasuk achas, which told me me'achas that it told us. I'm sorry, me'heina. And now he's not going to put together a third drasha of me'achas and me'heina, because he's already taken up all the extra words and letters with the drashos of number one, Shem Yishimon, and number two, the Yishayef and told us. So he doesn't have a third possibility, Shmuel, to darshan the halacha of chiluk malach. So let's just make a note of where we got up to here on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We're up to Boy Mine Rava, which is the two dots that I thought we were going to start with today, but I